those taking to the streets and doing these things, you know that the amounts have not decreased. Did you see yesterday there was an attempt to pull the statue? Now, I've been there, but I didn't pay very much attention to it. What statue was it that they were trying to... By the way, Mrs. O'Connell is back with me here today. We are streaming live on the YouBoob, thanks to Mrs. O'Connell's hard work. Live on the preview stream as a public service today, as a public service continues here. And this, the destruction stage three crisis here. Which statue was it they were trying to pull down in Lafayette Square across from the White House? I thought it was Andrew Jackson. What the hell did Jackson ever do to these people? Oh, that's right. He better charge you with a slave owner.
Trump mentioned he was one of his favorite heroes. That's why.
Oh, so Trump said that Jackson was one of his heroes. Well, he was the last president to preside over a balanced, debt-free, balanced budget, debt-free federal government. There might have even been a surplus for a while. Yeah. What is this surplus you speak of, sir? So understand, we have to get our tatums, as Brother Francis Maloof, our Philosophia Perennis instructor, would tell us. You got to get our terms correct. So what are the terms? The terms are thus. This is a destruction event. This is not an event, an attempt to build anything. It is an attempt to destroy things. And when things get in the way of this destruction, then they must be destroyed. And then the second part of the event is to remove the legal protections for the things that are being destroyed so they can't be rebuilt. Do you understand this? It's not enough to just practice the new iconoclasm and rip down statues of Father Juniperus Serra. By the by, can you see if you can find a story about these maniacs now demanding that the town of St. Louis, the city of St. Louis, Missouri, must abandon its name, must remove all statues of St. King Louis IX, and has to accept renaming to a name? What are they going to do? They're going to have a contest? They're going to have a write-in name? Ooh, what are we going to call St. Louis now? If they're going to go for St. Louis, St. King Louis IX, St. Louis, why not come for Louisiana? Same namesake. You know, that statue of Andrew Jackson in Jackson Square right here in New Orleans sits right across from the promenade of what? St. Louis Cathedral. Gee, I wonder who that's named after. And you know why they want to come after St. Louis? You know why St. Louis has got to go? St. King Louis IX? You know why? Supposedly, because he was an anti-Semite, they say. So the revisionism just keeps happening. We'll find something in your past worthy of tearing your statue down. Speaking of, it's not limited to statues. What about paintings? Did you see? Now, we weren't here on Thursday or Friday to talk about this, otherwise I would have. Did you see that Nancy Pelosi had four paintings, here it is, removed from the Speaker's lobby? Now, she passed in front of these things every day for the last 33 years and seems to not have noticed that that these former Speakers of the House were members of the Confederacy. So there's another reason we will talk to Jay Hinton about this next hour, about these cases in particular. There's a piece at the American Spectator magazine, spectator.org. Pelosi secretes her party's pro-slavery past. What's funny about this? Pelosi waltzes out there. We have to have removed these paintings of these
evil, evil men that were of the Confederacy. Yes.
I think it's time for a Queen of Pain update, don't you? This is a Mike Church Show band. This is a classic golden oldie.
There's a little black cloud on the house today. Bill of Rights are dead like yesterday. There's a deficit of a trillion to top. There's a new oil well that she's got to stop. She has stood here before during her speaker's reign, with the Constitution burning around her brain. I guess she's always hoping she'll drive us insane, 'cause it's her destiny to be the Queen of Pain. There's a gay page trapped in Bonnie Frey's hall.
That's what loves him there.
There's a tax cut bill that she's got to stall.
Of her pain we're scared.
There's some commie lovers that she must befriend.
That's what loves him there.
There's some Gitmo killers that she must defend.
Of her pain we're scared.
She has stood here before.
Of pain, Nazi Nancy, wine box Nancy Pelosi news for today. That track is available at mikechurch.com/shop in the anthology collection. Late Thursday, Speaker Nancy Pelosi had four of her predecessors removed from a portrait collection that adorns the Speaker's lobby in Congress. These Democrats, now these were all Democrats. That's what's so funny about this. Wait a minute, these are members of your party.
That's an old, not my part. Chardonnay, please. Chardonnay. Wax on, wax off.
These Democrat speakers, this is David Catrone writing at Spectator, were ostensibly banished from the halls of Congress pursuant to their Confederate tithe. Madam Speaker insisted in a news conference that she was unaware of the portraits or their unsavory provenance until recently, despite their conspicuous location just outside the House chamber where she has worked for the last 33 years. She's been there long enough to get her own bottle of Rolling Rock. Get it? Having finally learned of the offensive paintings, Pelosi ordered them taken down. Oddly, she neglects to note in her letter ordering the removal that all four had been Democrats. Quote,
I write today to request the immediate removal of the partridge in the U.S. Capitol of four previous speakers who served in the Confederacy.
Robert Hunter of Virginia. He served 1839-1841. Howell Cobb of Georgia served 1849-1851. James Orr of South Carolina served 1857-1859. And Charles Crisp of Georgia served 1891-1895.
There is no room in the hallowed halls of
Hallowed halls of Congress? That's a good one. Hallowed hall. Hallowed for what? Hallowed for what? Baby killing? What are they hallowed for? Spending money that you don't have? What are they hallowed for? There's no room in the hallowed halls of Congress or in any, it's just laughable, or in any place of honor for memorializing men who embody the violent bigotry and grotesque racism of the Confederacy. Something else, again, we'll talk about with Jay Hinton next hour. Mrs. O'Connell's kind of reminds me of that line from Thomas Massey's Hick, Hayseed, Redneck. off-the-grid video where he says, what y'all don't understand is when you go to Congress, things change about you. They give you the pen. What did he say? Massey said, I call it my precious, from like the Lord of the Rings. And I'm a different person when I'm wearing precious. Oh, it's my precious. Speak loves his precious. Yeah. And Massey said that you start acting and thinking differently when you wear precious. That's why he said, I try not to put it on. Well, Pelosi calling her own workplace a hallowed hall. You know where a hallowed hall is, ma'am? It's right down the street. It's called the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. That's a hallowed hall. You've probably never been there as a fake Catholic, but you could. That's an actual hallowed hall. It has actual hallowed real relics in it. It was actually consecrated by I think Pope John Paul II actually consecrated that shrine. Correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I've been there, and I thought that that's what had happened. That's an actual hallowed hall. Your secular, wretched workplace, where of late you've been writing bills claiming you have the municipal authority to regulate and then to order the defunding of Mayberry RFD's police department, that's not a hallowed hall. That is a house of horrors. You know what? If you turn the, if you took the Capitol and lit it up orange and spooky yellow or glowing yellow for Halloween, you could charge admission into it. That's a, what do they call it? A haunted house, right? During the Halloween season, you go pay to go in these places. It will scare you, scare the life out of you, supposedly. Go into Congress and see what they've done in there. That should scare the life out of you. The exercise, and Mr. Catron says, this exercise of virtue signaling is of a piece with the destruction of statues and other monuments that has become all the rage with our friends on the left. Mr. Catron, I don't have any friends on the left. Well, I take that back. I have daughters who have many friends. No, on the left. These are just I talked to these kids, especially since daughter number two was here for a week, just left yesterday afternoon, which is why I was out, because I wanted to spend time and not be worrying about and trying to mix it in with all this. So that's why I'm just taking the time off. I don't get to see the kid that often. Anyway, in any event, I met with and had a chance to speak with several of her friends. And these are just misguided kids. I've yet to meet one. Well, no, there's one. I've met one that actually has a father, a real live breathing father at home. That's actually the Saint Joseph of his house. He's actually the priest, king, philosopher. By the by, we got a new t-shirt coming for you guys. Where do you see it? I might unveil it before the end of the program today. If not, I'll get it up and we'll do it tomorrow for Wisdom Wednesday. These kids are horribly misguided. It really isn't the fault of the children. You know, we're blaming the children out there raping, robbing, pillaging, and looting. Where the hell are their parents? Here's an even better question I ask. Where are their fathers? This is a dad issue here. Totally a dad issue. We just celebrated Father's Day 2 days ago. How many actual priests, philosopher kings of their household were feted, F-E-T-E-D, as such? Mr. Catron continues, it is part of an ongoing effort to whitewash the sordid racism that has defined the history of the Democrat Party from its founding to this day. Before we get to the more subtle racism currently practiced by Speaker Pelosi and her accomplices, a brief history of the four men whose likenesses have disappeared from the portrait collection is in order. Now, by the by, that means that a new Speaker of the House of Representatives can order those paintings to be restored. Although, since it's going to be a Republican in 2020, sans the mail-in balladim, Is Kevin McCarthy, who's rumored who would be the next Republican Speaker of the House, does anyone believe, if you know anything about McCarthy, do you think McCarthy actually has cojones to do what's right and restore those portraits of those speakers? Because you know the people inside the limp-wristed, cowardly GOP caucus are going to go, we're ready to do it. We don't want to make them mad. We need to get along with them. They don't want to be gotten along with. These people don't understand. These people have no desire to be gotten along with. They have a desire for victory. If only we desired victory as much as they did.